Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 11th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. Qualcomm has announced a launch date of March 18th for its next flagship processor, rumored to be the Snapdragon 8S Gen 3 that was leaked last month. Going by name, the Snapdragon 8S Gen 3 suggests it would possibly sit below the Snapdragon 8 Gen 3 for the Galaxy, and the Snapdragon 8 Gen 3 ahead of it. Based on the leaks, the new processor could feature a Cortex X4 Prime Core clocked at 3.01 GHz, four Cortex A720 performance cores clocked at 2.61 GHz, and three Cortex A520 efficiency cores clocked at 1.84 GHz. It may also include an Adreno 735 system on a chip and have new AI capabilities. Elon Musk said on Monday that his startup xAI will open source its chatbot Grok this week. xAI released Grok last year and is currently available to customers paying for X's $16 monthly subscription. The European Data Protection Supervisor, or EDPS, said Monday that the European Commission's use of Microsoft products breached EU privacy rules and that the Commission didn't offer adequate safeguards for personal data transferred to non-EU countries. The EDPS says the EC must comply with privacy rules and stop data transfer to Microsoft, including to subsidiaries located in third countries which don't have privacy deals with the EU. A deadline of December 9th is set for both orders. Well, Apple appears to have reversed course. On Friday, Epic Games said, "Apple has told us and committed to the European Commission that they will reinstate our developer accounts." The European Commission said it would investigate Apple's decision to revoke the developer account to see if it violated provisions of the DMA or the DSA. This follows a fairly long saga, which saw Apple first revoking Epic's developer account back in 2020, after Epic, knowingly, broke App Store rules. Apple briefly approved a developer account for Epic Sweden, but then asked Epic to agree not to break those rules again. Apple didn't like Epic's response at the time and revoked the account. But after the EC said it would investigate, Apple appears to have said, "Okay, no, never mind." In a proposed class action filed in San Francisco federal court on Friday, authors Brian Keene, Abdi Naziman, and Stuart Onan claim NVIDIA used their copyrighted books without permission to train its NeMo AI platform. The artists say their works were part of a dataset of about 196,640 books used to train NeMo to simulate human written language before NeMo was taken down in October of last year due to reported copyright infringement. The authors say the takedown is basically NVIDIA admitting to their claims. They're seeking unspecified damages for people in the United States whose copyrighted works helped train NeMo's LLM in the last 3 years. Last week, Reddit launched Reddit Pro, which gives users trending topics relevant to a brand, mentions on subreddits, and publishing tools like drafts and scheduled posts, plus analytics. Reddit Pro users can also turn posts into advertisements, and more than 200 businesses have already started using the tool. In a filing on Monday, Reddit also said it's looking to raise up to $748 million as part of its upcoming IPO, with a valuation of around $6.5 billion. The company set aside roughly 1.76 million shares for certain users and moderators to purchase those shares and then be able to sell them when Reddit goes public without the typical six-month lockup period. Though, the company says those who participate in its IPO could result in increased volatility in the market price of the company's Class A common stock. Some automakers are sharing data with LexisNexis. That is a global data broker with a risk solutions division for auto insurance industries, with a history for keeping tabs on things like car accidents and various tickets. But after one consumer saw his car insurance rate go up and asked LexisNexis for information behind why that might be, the company sent him a 258-page consumer disclosure report, which it has to provide to comply with the Fair Credit Reporting Act. That included each time he or his wife had driven their Chevy Bolt over the previous 6 months, start and end times, distance driven, account of any speeding, hard braking, or sharp accelerations, although location to and from was not included. General Motors, which makes the Chevy Bolt the consumer drives, used LexisNexis to analyze the driving data and then provide an updated insurance quote based on the data. The New York Times reports that GM, Honda, Kia, and Hyundai have all started offering optional features in their connected car apps that rate people's driving, but some people may not realize they can option out of it. Finally, Airbnb announced Monday that starting April 30th, it will not let hosts use indoor security cameras anymore in order to prioritize the privacy of renters. Until now, Airbnb has let hosts install security cameras in common areas of listings. That means no bedrooms, no bathrooms, more like hallways, maybe a front door. But it also required hosts to disclose the presence of those security cameras in their listings. Airbnb's new policy also includes new rules for outdoor security cameras, requiring hosts to disclose their use and locations when they offer a listing. You can't use an outdoor cam to view an indoor space either, and you can't have them in certain outdoor areas where there's a great expectation of privacy. For example, an outdoor shower or maybe a sauna. A listing will also have to disclose noise decibel monitors. Those are often designed to monitor party noise levels. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.